Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The organization representing families of hostages held in the Gaza Strip is celebrating the news that three male hostages will be released Saturday as part of the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. The Hostages Families Forum said Friday it, quote, welcomes the joyous news. On Thursday, Hamas released eight hostages in exchange for 110 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. U.S. authorities said on Thursday it was not yet clear why a regional jet and a U.S. Army helicopter collided at a Washington airport, killing 67 people in the deadliest U.S. air disaster in more than 20 years. Investigators on Thursday recovered the so-called black boxes from the passenger plane. Gabe Singer from Reuters reports.
The cause remains unclear. Radio communication showed that air traffic controllers alerted the helicopter about the approaching American Airlines jet and ordered it to change course. For aviation experts like Daniel Bubb, those details are difficult to square.
The air traffic controller apparently was talking to the helicopter pilot and said, maintain visual separation from the American Airlines jet. And apparently that pilot acknowledged those instructions. So that's why I think this is very perplexing. It's hard to know. You know, did the helicopter pilot get confused? Was there a medical episode?
Names of all the victims have not been released, but they included promising young figure skaters and people from Kansas, where the flight originated.
Gabe Singer for Reuters. Norwegian police said on Friday they had seized and boarded a Norwegian ship with an all-Russian crew on suspicion of involvement in causing damage to a telecoms cable in the Baltic Sea. The ship, named as Silver Dania, was seized at the request of Latvian authorities and with the help of Norway's Coast Guard. The Baltic Sea region is on high alert after a string of power cable, telecom link, and gas pipeline outages since Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. This is VOA News. Concerns are mounting in and around Goma, the biggest city in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, after days of fighting between government soldiers and the M23 rebel group that has displaced thousands of people. The World Food Program, or WFP, is warning that food and clean water supplies are dwindling for many displaced by the conflict.
People are really running out of food, clean water, medical supplies, and that's a big concern. So the supply chain has really been strangled at the moment. If you think about land access, air access, when everything is closed down.
That was Shelley Thakral, a WFP spokesperson. She added that while staff safety is the WFP's priority, they want to get back to operations as soon as possible. M23 moved south as it closed in on a key military airport in DRC on Friday amid international calls for a halt to the fighting. More than 36 hours after dozens died in a stampede at a major Hindu religious festival in India, relatives were still searching for their missing family members running from one hospital to another. Kaikeyi Devi lost her husband to the stampede. All the people pushed him. We had climbed up after our bath. We were in the middle of men from two sides. He was dragged in the chaos and we started crying. Let him free. Let him be. Send him here. Send him here. We are here. We are here. He never came. Police said 30 people were killed in Wednesday's stampede and 60 were injured. Some sources said the death toll was more than 50, and Reuters counted at least 39 bodies in the morgue, but police said not all may have been killed in the stampede. Authorities have ordered a probe into the incident, which occurred when people surged towards the confluence of three sacred rivers to take a dip. A New Zealand mountain has been granted personhood, recognizing it as sacred for the Maori people. AP correspondent Karen Chemis has more.
That opinion will say aye. To the contrary, the ayes have it.
As the vote result was announced in New Zealand's parliament, people in the public gallery and even some lawmakers began singing in Maori. Mount Taranaki, known as Taranaki Maunga, its Maori name, is the latest natural feature to be granted personhood in New Zealand. In the past, New Zealand has ruled that a river and a stretch of sacred land are also people. The legal recognition acknowledges the mountain's theft from the Maori of the Taranaki region after New Zealand was colonized. The pristine, snow-capped, dormant volcano is the second highest on New Zealand's North Island. I'm Karen Chemis.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.